Last week, we reported on the internet hype surrounding the new movie from producer J.J. Abrams, Cloverfield. For months, Paramount kept it shrouded in secrecy, not even giving it an official title. And now our critic Bob Mondello will attempt to review Cloverfield without giving too much away.
What you probably already know from the ads is that a bunch of 20-somethings are at a surprise party in Manhattan.
Guys, he's here. Let's go.
And a guy with a camcorder is wandering among them, shooting their farewell testimonials.
What is this for?
It's for Rob. Say something to him before he leaves.
Rob's awesome. I'm gonna miss it.
Then suddenly the whole apartment building shakes and the lights go out and then they come back on.
What was that noise?
It sounded like an animal.
And nobody knows what's happened, so they turn to the TV.
Phone calls are pouring into the New York One newsroom as a thunderous, roaring sound.
Can you see something from the roof?
They proceed to the roof with the camcorder still running, and up there, they see an explosion that sends huge chunks of debris raining all over the city. One of those chunks, when they retreat to the street, turns out to be the head of the Statue of Liberty, around which everyone gathers, snapping pictures with cell phones. Something big is attacking Manhattan, raining terror and what appear to be suitcase-sized fleas on the general public. And trust me, you do not want a flea bite. Now, to preserve the suspense, and for a while there is some of a sort, I shouldn't tell you too much about what these various critters do, but let's talk a little about what it looks like when they do it. The video camera thing isn't a one-scene gimmick. It's the whole movie, like producer J.J. Abrams didn't want to spend his lost money to rent a Steadicam. Yeah, I know, Cloverleaf, or whatever it's called, is all about point-of-view filmmaking, the Blair Godzilla project, give the man his concept, but a camcorder is kind of a one-trick pony where visuals are concerned. Here, I'll approximate it in aural terms. The jerkiness and the camera whipping around because it's never pointed at the right place, and nothing ever being in focus, is constant, even for the special effects. And I've been doing this for, 10 seconds? And you're already thinking, okay, I get the point, right? It's hard to hear and annoying. Well, imagine that you get the point, and all the interesting stuff is happening, and he keeps it up, like I'm doing. I mean, you catch a glimpse of a small part of the creature. I'm going to stop now. An appendage of some sort, and though presumably they had a decent special effects budget, through the camcorder, what you actually see on screen could almost have been done by smashing an uncooked turkey drumstick into a model of a building. Cue panic. Think what Ed Wood could have done with a camcorder and $25 million. There's a little more going on here than in a 1950s B-movie, partly because of the locale. For the last 7 years, Hollywood's been understandably skittish about knocking down major New York landmarks on camera, but apparently it's okay again. First, I Am Legend dynamited all of Manhattan's bridges. Now Cloverfield lays waste to, among other things, the Chrysler Building. At least I think it was the Chrysler Building. It was pointy at the top, but as I say, pretty blurry, with people running from a cloud of dust and ash that looks all too familiar from 9/11 footage. That's pretty tacky, I think we can all agree. And so, in its deliberate, uncharacterized, and no doubt enormously money-making way, is Cloverfield. I'm Bob Mondello.